Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here, and he's headed to my favorite star in the whole cosmos, the sun. Bob, the sun is not understood, but we're mapping what we don't understand. Is that a good thing?
Yes, of course it's a good thing. We're beginning to learn more about the sun. Using multiple solar observatories in space, scientists have now mapped the approximate location, and it fluctuates, of the outside edge of the sun's corona, its atmosphere. This is the point where the solar wind escapes the magnetic field, close magnetic field of the sun, and begins to flow outward through the solar system. And so I have on Behind the Black a whole sampling of images. They use not only five spacecraft located at the L1 point, a million miles from Earth, but they used Solar Orbiter, which is orbiting the sun very close, and the Parker Solar Probe, which is also orbiting the sun in a close orbit. And that gives them a three-dimensional mapping of the data. And from that, they were able to map out approximately where the edge of the corona is, where the edge of the atmosphere is. And this is good data. It'll help them, you know, better understand the processes that are going on the sun. It still doesn't tell us any fundamentals, but this is the kind of thing you must have if you're going to begin to understand those fundamentals.
And we go from the sun to way out at the edge of the solar system, the two planets that are hard to remember when you're first memorizing the list of planet names in the third grade, Neptune and Uranus. And what we're looking at here is the possibility that they're not gas giants, or somewhere in between gas giants and rocky and wet?
Yeah, initially they were gas giants. Then scientists started to call them ice giants, saying that they're mostly comprised of icy materials and gas. Well, scientists doing new computer modeling with the data we have are now proposing that Neptune and Uranus might not be as icy as previously believed, and instead could be a lot more like the inner terrestrial planets with a much rockier, solid interior. It's a great hypothesis. It will help explain some of the multipolar magnetic fields of both planets. They don't have just simply a magnetic field with one pole. They've got multiple poles, and it's very strange. And they say this might help explain it. It's all uncertain. It's based on a computer model, but it does tell us that there are a lot of uncertainties, and there's no question a lot of variables that can be for these planets, John.
From the mysteries of the formerly gas giants, we go to the significance of finding potassium and chlorine in the supernova of Cassiopeia. What is this, a mystery, Bob? Where are we going with this?
All right. So Cassiopeia A was a supernova that occurred, I don't know, several thousand years ago or so. I don't remember the exact time. But so what you got is the remnant of the supernova, like an expanding cloud of gas. And so scientists are trying to understand how the explosion happened and what's the makeup of that cloud now. And so they have used Japanese orbiting X-ray telescope CRISM and discovered both potassium and chlorine in that gas cloud, expanding gas cloud, and in an asymmetrical pattern, which suggests the initial star had asymmetrical activity going on within it before it exploded. That's the best I can tell you. It definitely gives them better understanding, better knowledge about what a supernova might have been made of and what its results are after the fact, John.
Bob, the question of a supernova entirely, that's a rare occurrence, right? We hold yes. on to the ones we've discovered.
Well, we actually have had a problem because there has not been within the Milky Way a supernova since the discovery of the telescope. There was one supernova in one of the Magellanic clouds that was visible to the naked eye that happened in 1987. But in the Milky Way, there has been no supernova. They're very rare. And so we've never been able to get a close look at a supernova as it happened within the Milky Way. You don't want it to be too close, but we've never been able to do that. So we have a limitation of trying to understand what these things are.
And this item then about nova explosions, we're studying something outside of our solar system.
No, in this case, novas are not supernovas. Novas are smaller explosions resulting from a buildup of material on a white dwarf from its companion that eventually becomes a thermonuclear explosion, goes critical. And a nova is a smaller explosion. We have them in our galaxy nearby. They happen reasonably frequently. In fact, some can be predicted because the orbit produces a periodic event. And so looking at one such nova, repeating nova, scientists found that the outflow from the explosion is actually two different outflows, one fast and one slow. The slow one comes out along the equator, and that acts to block the fast one, which then ends up going out the poles. And just interesting trying to understand the nature of these. It does, it's the same thing as with the previous one with Cassiopeia A. You're trying to understand the dynamics so you can then maybe begin to understand why and how it happens.
Smaller galaxies don't have supermassive black holes. That sounds logical.
It is logical, John, but of course it hadn't been confirmed. A scientist looking at 1,600 galaxies that had been looked at by the Chandra X-ray Observatory found that 70% of the smaller galaxies, much smaller than the Milky Way, don't have any evidence of a supermassive black hole. There's no X-ray emissions. It means that as the galaxies get smaller, they don't accumulate a supermassive black hole in the center. It's just an interesting dynamic. It's expected. It doesn't surprise anyone, but we now have better data to prove it.
And we have a supermassive black hole at the center of our galaxy.
Yes, Sagittarius A star.
And that is more typical of galaxies that are large, and we have a large one with satellite galaxies spinning around us.
Correct, John, absolutely.
All right, that's all very logical. There's nothing upsetting. So we'll go to Mars. Bob loves to look at pictures on Mars. He won't let me talk about the face on Mars, but he'll talk about other things. What have you found, Bob?
Well, this was a great picture. It's from the North Pole of Mars, and I describe it as abstract art produced by nature. And if you look at the picture, it looks like abstract art. But we're actually looking at the layers visible within the North Pole ice cap, and those layers are caused by the climate change, the climate cycles of Mars.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black, Space Exploring, Space Discovery, and the Stock Market Now and Again. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.